Let's check out what's happening in the crypto market today. As of 6 p.m. Hong Kong time on June 15, 2024, the total market cap of the crypto world is sitting at $2.55 trillion US dollars, which is up by 2.4% from yesterday. However, the total trading volume has dropped to 63.4 billion US dollars, down 19.2% from the day before. This info comes from SoSoValue. Moving on, let's dive into the crypto market sector performance. According to SoSoValue, out of 16 sectors, 15 are on the rise and just one is down. The stars of the show are the ETH, DeFi, and Layer 2 sectors. The ETH sector has climbed by 5.39%, with ETH itself up by the same percentage. Over in the DeFi sector, there's been a 4.87% increase, with Bake soaring by 26.5%, Klima by 25.2%, and CRV by 18%. Lastly, the Layer 2 sector is also doing well, up by 4.6%, led by OP with a 7.48% increase, OMG up by 7.36%, rising by 6.53%. After checking out the overall crypto market, let's dive into the top 5 token gainers of the day. As of 17:55 Hong Kong time, according to SoSoValue, here's the scoop. The number one gainer is Farcana, with a market cap of $40.48 million and a coin price of $0.058, soaring by 79.9% in the last 24 hours. Next up, ArcBlocks coin price hit $3.28, marking a 32.2% increase. Third on the list, BakerySwap's coin price is at $0.4514, up by 28%. KlimaDAO takes the fourth spot with its coin price at $3.109, rising by 25.3%. Rounding out the top five, Cat in a Dog's World saw its coin price increase to $0.04256, a 23.6% jump. Stay tuned for more updates like this. According to SoSoValue, the price of Bitcoin BHE is now $66,254, which is up by 1.28% from yesterday. Bitcoin's market cap stands at $1.31 trillion, making up 51.2% of the total crypto market cap. Its 24-hour trading volume is 29.65% of billion dollars, which is 46.8% of the total trading volume. The next news is about Ethereum, ETH. Its price has risen to $3,572.20, marking a 5.39% increase from yesterday. Ethereum's market cap is at $429.20 billion, representing 16.8% of the total market cap. Its 24-hour trading volume is $14.266 billion, accounting for 22.5% of the total trading volume. Together, Bitcoin and Ethereum make up 68% of the total cryptocurrency market cap, and their combined trading volumes constitute 69.3% of the total trading volume. Let's dive into today's crypto news you shouldn't miss, courtesy of SoSoValue. First up, Gemini, a crypto exchange, just settled a hefty $50 million fraud claim with the New York Attorney General about its EARN program. This deal means everyone who lost out will get their money back, and Gemini won't be able to offer crypto lending programs in New York anymore. Investors should see their assets returned within a week. The next news is, Bitcoin ETFs in the US are really pulling in the cash, with a whopping $15.7 billion in assets since they kicked off in January. Even with the ups and downs in prices and the economy messing things up, these ETFs are still going strong. Just last week, they bought almost as much Bitcoin as they did in the whole month of May. That's a big thumbs up from investors who are still all in on the crypto game. The next news is, El Salvador is thinking about setting up a Bitcoin bank. This new bank would let people handle their finances in both US dollars and Bitcoin, giving investors more options. President Nayib Bukele is behind this idea, calling it the Bank for Private Investment, BPI. It's all part of a bigger economic strategy, and this bank would have more freedom than regular banks. They're still waiting for the green light on this, but if it goes through, it could really help boost the country's GDP. Plus, El Salvador just rolled out a new website to keep an eye on its Bitcoin treasury and is looking into legal changes to let the BPI work with digital assets. The next news is, Bloomberg analyst Eric Balchunas just shared that the launch date for the Ethereum spot ETF has been bumped up to July 2nd. This change comes after they barely got any feedback on the S1 submission. They're planning to wrap up all the details before the holiday rolls around. The next news is, Bloomberg ETF analyst Eric Balchunas predicts that spot Ether ETFs might start trading in the US by July 2nd thanks to some thumbs-up vibes from the SEC. This expected date fits right into SEC Chair Gary Gensler's timeline, which points to spot Ether ETF trading kicking off sometime in the next 3 months. While some traders are feeling pretty upbeat about Ether's price potentially climbing after the ETF gets the green light, others are treading carefully, given the tricky task of figuring out Ethereum's value. As for the market play between Bitcoin and Ethereum, it's a bit of a mixed bag. Ethereum's seen some modest upticks, but that's in contrast to Bitcoin and other cryptos, which have been on the downslide. The next news is big news from down under. Australia's main stock market is gearing up to list its very first Bitcoin ETF, managed by VanEck. This comes after getting the thumbs up from ASX Limited. It's a pretty big deal for the crypto scene in Australia, and the ETF is all set to hit the market this Thursday. The next news is about Nigeria's tax authority, the Federal Inland Revenue Service, FIRS, which has decided to drop tax charges against Binance executives Tigran Gambaryan and Nadeem Anjarwalla. Now, they're only focusing on the company itself. Although the tax issues are off the table, both executives are still tangled up in a money laundering case. Gambaryan is even locked up in Kuja prison, waiting for his next court date on June 19th. Binance is hopeful that all charges against Gambaryan will be dismissed and is working on clearing things up with the Nigerian government. The next news is, a recent survey by the Bank for International Settlements shows that more central banks are getting into the game of creating their own digital currencies. Out of 86 banks surveyed, a whopping 94% are looking into digital versions of their national currencies, which is up from 90% back in 2021. What's more, these banks are leaning towards launching wholesale digital currencies, which are just for financial institutions, rather than retail ones that everyone can use within the next 6 years. The next news is about CZ, the founder of Binance, who's still the wealthiest guy in the crypto world despite some serious legal drama. Forbes says he's sitting on a cool $61 billion. He owns 90% of Binance and 64% of all BNB tokens out there. Even after shelling out a personal fine of $50 million and his company paying almost $5 billion to the US government, he's not just rich, he's the 24th richest person on the planet. Recently, CZ struck a deal with US prosecutors, pleading guilty to some serious charges and agreeing to step down as CEO. He got a 4-month prison sentence, which is way less than the 3 years the prosecutors wanted. Despite these legal troubles, his massive wealth comes mainly from his huge chunk of Binance and loads of BNB tokens, which have doubled in value this year, beating out other major cryptos. The next news is about Bitcoin hitting a rough patch, with its value going down due to a bunch of reasons like negative vibes from investors, government regulations, miners offloading their stash, and general market trends. It's not just Bitcoin feeling the heat. Other cryptocurrencies or altcoins are also taking a hit from the overall market slump. That's a wrap for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you found this useful. Don't forget to check out sosovalue.xyz, your go-to spot for all things crypto investing. It's packed with the latest market trends and essential info. Catch you next time. Goodbye.